You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart show is all about empowering entrepreneurs to embrace technology so that you can stay competitive and relevant in a rapidly changing digital environment. And today's topic is going to be very interesting to some of those of you who are interested in learning a little bit more about doing business in the virtual immersive world. So with us today, we have a very special guest. She's another woman in technology. She is a minority-owned business, and we met a couple years ago at the diversity conferences for some of these big corporate brands. And so with that, let me just introduce you to Imelda Alejandrino. She is the CEO of AP42, and she's celebrating 20 years in business. Yay! She's also a marketing and technology maven. She's worked with big brands like Accenture, SoCal Edison, Pacific Gas and Electric, and Silicon Valley Bank, to name a few. She is really always about that cutting edge, how you stay in front of your competitors by offering emerging, edgier technologies. And so she is going to talk to us today about doing business in an immersive virtual environment. So welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Imelda.
Thank you, Michelle. And I'm really, really happy to be on your show, especially promoting small businesses and women-owned businesses as well. As you can see behind me, that is part of the immersive world that we've created. And I have to say that it's now coming to us in a way that it's effective, affordable, as well as a way to engage your customers a lot more.
So we're going to get right into it because not everybody understands what this word immersive virtual environment even means. A lot of people, they think they've been doing business virtually, and they have in a way through the pandemic by doing online virtual meetups on platforms like Zoom, et cetera, right? Google Meets, right? Those platforms grew exponentially during the pandemic because people weren't able to meet in physical locations at that during the shelter in place type issues that we were having. But what you're going to be talking about is starting to step into that more of an immersive virtual environment, kind of like video gamers do when they're playing other people, and everybody's in on the video game as an avatar. And so I would like you to explain a little bit about how you see immersive virtual environments being used for business today and then in the future, and then we'll go into how you've built something that's available today. But let's start with what is your vision for where we're at today, and then what we're going to go into in the future with this like metaverse thing that's coming. Everybody's talking about the metaverse.
Right. I have to go back in March 2020, when all of the events, which is our way of developing business and networking. And what I did notice that a lot of the companies are using Zoom as a way to create these events. But one of the things that I found is that there isn't that, we're still human, even though the pandemic has created or forced us to use technology, we are still human at the end of the day. And one of the things that I do miss in the world of we live in now when it comes to conferences and virtual events is that spontaneous conversation that you would have with one person. And so how do you do that? Well, you have to create an environment that allows you to walk around, have the freedom to explore the different areas. And that's why the video games is really the inspiration to this. And immersive means you have the ability to be in an environment that's digital and allows you to walk around, view things, interact, and on top of that, be able to interact with your avatars. Now, hold that thought for a second, right? Because you're thinking, well, how in the world does that work? So imagine being able to take this Zoom and being able to step in to that person's environment and have a conversation. So immersive means being surrounded by a digital environment that allows you to communicate and bring on the human behavior of socializing. And that, what I feel, is the future of events, or at least how we communicate with each other.
Well, I actually see, I was just talking to my husband the other day. I'm like thinking that, you know, with all of this COVID exposure, just viruses and the concern about masks, no masks. And then of course there's, unfortunately in America, there's even a lot of school shootings. So realistically, yeah, we could actually be moving into a virtual learning environment that is far more robust than a Zoom call where a teacher is on a flat 2D screen and students could actually be interacting in a immersive virtual learning environment with their peers and even doing exercises together. Like they could even do like PE class together, but each one of them's wearing like a VR headset and VR virtual reality. So this is where that word immersive in my perspective really comes into play, because when you are in an immersive virtual environment, when you look up, you're still in the virtual environment. When you look to the left or to the right or even down, you see still that digital world that you're in. But augmented reality is the technology that's also gaining momentum, because what it does is it blends the two worlds. And so when you're thinking about doing business, small business owners need to realize that there is going to be an alternate universe called the metaverse or virtual immersive and virtual environment, in which we're going to be able to have virtual storefronts that people can go and do business with you in this virtual world that's coming, and it's coming quickly. So I know that you have created, during the pandemic, I believe is when it really pushed you to build this, mm-hmm, immersive virtual business environment that allows people to have an avatar that represents themselves, and they can interact with other avatars inside of this immersive environment, but it does not require them to put on an expensive or heavy virtual reality set of, you know, Oculus glasses or whatnot. It can be anything, not just Oculus. That's just a brand that's built it. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about what you've built and how it has worked and what you see moving forward, say like the next 10 years with this type of a virtual environment for businesses?
Oh, I would love to. I would love to show you, because sometimes, depending on what you're used to, part of the world of virtual immersive events and this whole movement of moving towards virtual, it's going to need some education as well as visual understanding. So I'm going to pull up what this world could look like. So this is a great example of what an immersive event platform looks like. You'll see me somewhere back there, but what you're seeing in front here are avatars. Now, until the day we make them look like the video games, for now, this is really the best way to represent yourself, walk around the environment, and have the ability to converse with someone. Now, you notice me there in the background. That was actually embedded in the immersive environment, but what you're seeing here are the avatars. Now, what's cool about these avatars is if I wanted to go and talk to anybody and I see their avatar, I could click on their avatar, and what will happen is that you'll see two functions. And this again is relating back to when you go to a conference to network. You can either chat with them via text, or you can actually download your V card and then, or actually chat video. So I'm gonna show you a quick example here. And what Michelle was talking about, the Oculus, this image right here is what you would normally use in a virtual world. But because we wanted to make it accessible for small businesses, you can also see this by putting your phone in what they call a cardboard viewer. And so, let me show you one more thing, how this actually would look like. So what you're seeing here if you had your glasses on, you can actually hear me, talk to me, and then walk around the area. And so this is what an immersive environment could look like. Now, what does it look like when you're actually conversing? Now, if you notice that there are some platforms that actually take Zoom and bring it into their platform. So that could be disruptive because now you have two different applications. And what we're trying to do is create that environment as if you were there. Our tagline is, it's the next best thing to being there, right? So this is what it would look like if you're actually conversing with somebody on the virtual floor. After I request a conversation, the person will come back and say, I would love to talk to you. And what you're seeing here is a video conference within the actual virtual floor. And so now think about, well, how can I use this? How can I use this technology for my business, right? And so one of the things that I look at is this could be created for higher engagement when it comes to sales and marketing. If you have a retail store, you can actually create this experience and expand your virtual foot traffic. As you know, a lot of these malls are actually pretty much empty. They're like ghost towns because of the COVID. Now imagine creating an environment like this so then you can increase your virtual foot traffic. Another way to use this is for education. Now, if you have a product or service and you want to be able to illustrate how it works, you can actually create the with Michelle's augmented reality and combine it in here, you have the ability to now demonstrate your product or service. I have a really great story. And when I met Michelle, she had this really cool platform that allowed me to take a video of myself, put it on a printed piece, and with her application, which is augmented reality, I was able to show a prospect what this was all about. She was so impressed. And to this day, they're still so impressed with Michelle's platform that I was able to take it beyond the introduction. 4 years later, we're now still creating this environment to increase their brand awareness and using it in sales and marketing. So I hope that kind of gives you some idea of what this world can be. And one of the key words that I want you to remember is hybrid. I don't think live events are going to go away, but I also think the virtual platform will allow you to increase your sales, which will then affect your bottom line.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you could use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
I'm always talking to entrepreneurs about providing a memorable experience. And so actually there's all kinds of studies that are proving right now that consumers are looking to experience a brand in some fashion that allows them to have something that resonates. That's what's going to drive those buying decisions, obviously on top of their need, you know, or the problem that you solve that they actually have that you, you know, resolve well. But if you're able to do something a little differently that helps you stand out, and that's why Kevin Harrington, when I was interviewed by him, he said, oh, I love this. It's a relationship builder. So I was talking to and showing him the Revealio augmented reality marketing tool that Imelda, you mentioned, helped land you one of your biggest clients still today. And it's because that awe and wonder factor that allows instant connection and engagement. It's useful, but it's also that whoa, right? So think differently moving forward. We are no longer in the world where knocking on people's doors is the best way to really, you know, separate yourself from the rest. There's still some very unique things that you can do with the augmented reality technology. And then moving into a virtual environment, you're going to need to build your brand inside of that immersive virtual world. Like some people are calling it the metaverse. And there will be environments like Imelda's that are going to be in and available inside of that immersive world. There are currently musical artists that are creating virtual concerts that they're being wired and connected to in the physical world in a green room. And you're witnessing them singing and them moving, but in a virtual avatar is what it's appearing. And I don't know how many of you are fans of The Voice, but they utilized some of that technology. It almost felt holographic. So we are definitely, guys, moving. Even the group ABBA, if you're a little older than, say, 50 years old, you probably have heard of ABBA. They're like a Swedish group that are now in their, I think, 70s, and they're doing a comeback tour, and they're doing it all in an immersive virtual environment. Because, you know, maybe they just don't want you to see all their wrinkles. So they're showing up as an avatar in this virtual space, but it's still them and their bodies moving and their voice singing. And so it feels as if you're like front row seat right there. How fun is this? It's not something to fear is what I'm getting at. Most small business owners struggle with technology, period. And with people like Imelda, people like myself, we're very heart-centered in our use of technology, but we also want it to be effective and useful. I'm going to show you real quick, Imelda, and then we'll get back to, you know, like how businesses can utilize your platform or something similar and just kind of help them kind of think of some ways to help them set themselves apart. Give them some use cases, I guess, for them, for a small business, an average small business. But like, I'm going to show you this. This is a business card, right? In the world of augmented reality, you can take something physical and you can add virtual and content to it so that it is that wow factor. So with our Revealio augmented reality app, you simply wave your phone in front of that card and watch it come alive.
Hi, my name's Michelle Calloway. And
you
I'm
see that? Oops, so hold on.
It's CEO of an yes. innovative
software. So that is a wow factor rather than use your words, just show them if you're an author. You could make your book covers come alive with that also, that wow factor.
Hey, this is Craig Duswell, creator of Rockstar Marketing and my new brand, Rockstar.
That is wow factor. So these virtual environments, this augmented reality, just incorporating some of these newer, edgier technologies in your current business model is a smart way to uniquely differentiate yourself and provide not only that wow factor, but value, engagement, connection. So go ahead, Imelda, share a little bit more use cases, some practical use cases for a small business.
Oh, yeah.
Virtual immersive environment.
Definitely. You know, you're probably asking yourself, you know, how do I relate this back in a financial, or how does it affect my business bottom line? And so in the world of direct marketing, there's always been a call to action. So what's really cool about this technology is that you can actually, as you're using your phone to activate the AR or VR, that you can actually put a function in there that once all of that blooms, the AR blooms on your phone, you can actually have a button that clicks back to a landing page. And that's how you can use it in a more practical way, because people are trying to figure out, how do I engage my customers when I can't even see them? I can't even talk to them, you know? So a good way is, and this is something that we actually use for a big company called Accenture, but the solution is very much for small businesses. And so what we did is that for an event, we created a invitation, and with the technology that Michelle is very well versed in, which is augmented reality, we were able to get them, get their attention with this direct mail piece. And as you put your camera over it, it starts to move and work. And what we did is that we use that to motivate them and pique their curiosity to be able to click on that button, take them to a landing page. And in that landing page, I have all my offers, but it was also a gateway into this immersive environment. So as you can see, using solid marketing principles and using AR and VR as a way to increase engagement, get attention, all of a sudden possibilities are endless. So that was, for me, a sales and marketing tool. And then there were also education. This could also be a good way to train your employees or train your team if they're not in, if they're not there physically. You can even use this internationally. I have a team in Manila. And so that means that when I have a training for them or some education that requires physical aspects of it, we use the immersive environment. And what's really cool is that with this particular platform that we've created, once you have it, it lives in the world behind me called Augie World. So imagine how your desk, your website is hosted by GoDaddy or Amazon, right? Now your experience can actually live in this Augie World. You have keys to the door and you can invite people over and over again to your virtual space. And that makes it affordable because it's like paying for a subscription. So it's always, how can small business use it? How can it affect my bottom line? Again, the solutions are endless.
I love what you're saying, because small business owners shouldn't be expecting to come to the table and build an Augie platform or similar, even anything remotely close. We're mostly going to be reliant on developers to create platforms so that we get to then decide whether we want to build our storefront there or exactly where in the virtual universe will we be wanting our storefront to reside. So just watch and pay attention to the trends. Stay involved with the Tech with Heart Network. And, you know, if you are currently interested in providing a very robust, far more engaging and interactive conference or event, I would recommend you reach out to Imelda. And so with that, Imelda, how can people reach out to you and connect with you about this?
Oh, definitely. The best way to reach me is my email, and which is, I'm sure that Michelle is going to send that information, but also going to my website, which is ap42.com, and you'll be able to see some examples. But please feel free to email me. We'll set up a time. I'll look at your challenges, but you know, it's also thinking with marketing, put your marketing hat on, and this is actually a marketing and sales tool.
For sure. Absolutely. Again, you have to uniquely separate yourself from your competitors, but you also want to provide an engaging, really memorable experience for potential customers as well as existing customers, VIPs. Make them feel amazing, valued, seen, and heard, and all that. You know, it's about engagement and elevating that relationship. That's our motto with Revealio, is enhancing human connection through technology. So Imelda, as a last phrase, quote, or idea or thought, what would you like those that are watching or listening to walk away remembering from this interview today?
Okay, this is my mantra, and it's usually my introduction in any presentation, and it's actually expressed in a joke, or a riddle. How many art directors does it take to screw in a light bulb? Does it have to be a light bulb? That is the attitude that you need to bring to the future with you, to the present and future with you as a business owner, which is, don't limit yourself to what you know. Go out there, explore, watch Tech with Heart because she has so many great information. This is something that you need to be tuned in every time Michelle comes on, because she'll bring to you the latest, greatest trend. And with that, if you keep an open mind, you're going to be just fine.
Fabulous. That's all I ask. If you're a small business owner who struggles with technology, which about 90% of small business owners do, the Tech with Heart Network is actually here to provide you with a warm, nurturing, supportive environment of your peers. So what we're looking for is to provide expert insights. So if you're an expert and you have insights to share with our entrepreneurial audience, please reach out to me at techwithheartnetwork.com, because I would love to interview you on the Tech with Heart show. But also, you do not need to be tech savvy in order to be a valuable addition to our community. So please, if you are interested in just staying apprised as to what these expert insights that are getting shared regularly, as well as join a community where you're welcome to ask all questions are good questions in our community, please reach out to us at techwithheartnetwork.com. You can join for free, or you can upgrade and become an influencer in our heart-centered, but yet forward-thinking, innovative community of entrepreneurs. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Here is to your success.